This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
WIBA. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. A couple things to keep in mind during the program. Of course, the website klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Learn a lot about Klaus Financial from the website. You can also sign up there for the Market Pulse newsletter. Really cool newsletter, by the way. Gives you an update, kind of a weekly snapshot of what's going on in the world. Just, again, get to klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you meeting at Klaus Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week, a chance to win a $25 gift card for Crate and Barrel. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on the program. First, let's introduce our guests this morning from Klaus Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. How you guys doing today?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. Kyle, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Sean. How about yourself?
I'm doing real well. Great to talk with both of you. We've got a lot of great stuff to get to this morning. But first, before we get rocking on this week's topic, let's take a look back on last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week with a question and the answer from last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week.
Yeah, absolutely. And as always, thanks again if you guys listen to us on a regular basis. We appreciate that. So the question for last week was, according to the College Board, how much is the average cost of tuition and fees for the 2016-2017 school year for public colleges? And the answer was $9,650 just for tuition and fees. That doesn't include room and board. So
we should have warned parents to sit down. Well, and as we talk about the Klaus Quiz Question Week, there will be a new one this week. I'll give you a little tip. Just listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question Week comes up during the show. So this week, we're going to be talking about the roadmap for retirement. So let's talk about the importance of having that roadmap for your retirement.
Well, and it's a great roadmap to have, and we don't want our listeners to think that you have to wait till you're 50 to start that roadmap. So, Sean, you can get yours written out today. But for many of us, it really takes turning 50 to finally have the epiphany that perhaps we need to get a little more serious about what we're doing towards our retirement. Some people have it mapped out. So, you know, we applaud those people. There's plenty of those that have been planning for years. But to be honest, there's many, many that haven't. So we recognize that at turning 50 that you're probably looking at maybe you've been here half of your life. You got half of it left at a halfway point, and you're saying to yourself, okay, if I'm 50, that means I'm probably going to retire in about 15 years. So what can I be doing with only 15 years left while I'm working with my income? So that's what we talk about with having a roadmap, what we need to do today to make up for lost time. So what we're telling our clients these days is you need to, even though you're acting like you're a 50-year-old, you need to start thinking like a 20-year-old. And we're going to give you some of those ideas today, what you should be doing. So really, the first thing we're going to talk about is saving and protecting the money that you have, as well as using technology and creating additional income streams. So one thing we commonly tell our clients is if you've been very prudent saving, you know, throughout your working life, the chances of you just becoming suddenly a spendthrift in retirement, you're just going to start buying all these things, we really don't see that happen. For most people, they pretty much stay on the same track. Now, if they've been spending and spending and spending, once they come to retirement, you can't really change that habit either. So is being realistic with yourself what type of person you are when it comes to saving and spending. So the first thing we want to tell you, though, when you do turn 50, you've got some advantages. The IRS is now allowing you to save even more into your retirement account. So we talk about this a lot on this show. For most of our listeners, you probably have a 401k or a 403b at your work, and you're allowed to put away as much as $18,000 a year into those retirement accounts that are being deferred for you. But if you're over 50, you get the catch-up. And the catch-up is an additional $6,000 a year. So now you're able to put away $24,000. So that's actually something really nice, because those earlier years, perhaps you were paying for college or for other things that require you to pay out money as you're raising your family. But now you get that time to catch up every year. So that really should be your bogey. And if you don't have a retirement account at work, you certainly can set up an IRA for yourself if you're self-employed. And with a traditional IRA, you know, if you're 50, if you're under 50, you can put away $5,500 a year. If you're over 50, $6,500. So that $6,500 a year, if you're over 50, again, that adds up every year. So again, that's the most you can put away. And if you have an HSA at work, that's another area we talk to our clients about. An HSA allows you to put away money for health expenses. And at this point for 2017, if you're over 50, you can put away as much as $3,400 into your HSA. The catch-up contribution for the HSA actually starts at age 55, though. So check with your own employer and see if that's something you can do if you're offered that type of plan.
Hey, real quick, Malia, is maybe a silly question, but could you have both an IRA and a 401k? And if so, can you then use catch-up on both of them?
Good question. It depends on your income level.
Okay.
So some people have IRAs sitting, you know, on the side from previous jobs. If they have their 401k at work, we're always telling them to max that out first. Whether or not they can add to their own IRA depends on their income level. But one thing I did want to point out, if you have a spouse who's not working and you have income, you can actually put money into an IRA for your non-working spouse.
Oh.
So that's another thing that a lot of people seem to miss. And we want to take advantage, again, of as much tax deferral as possible.
Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. This is Money in Motion right here on 1310 WIBA. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. I'll spell that out for you. It's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. One of the things that, as we get older, sometimes we can actually learn from younger folks. What are some of the things that, that we could learn from those younger kids?
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. Like we said, you know, once you get over age 50, that's really when retirement starts being on the forefront of your thinking. And there's a lot of things that you can learn from your 20-year-old grandkids or, you know, a little bit older kids about technology. There's a lot of different ways to use technology, and it's a fascinating thing, and it changes very quickly. But it's also with the mindset. So our younger generation, like myself, we have what we call create multiple income streams. Some people call them side hustles. Mm-hmm. So it's very popular for millennials like myself to have a job where they work whatever 40 or 50 hours a week, but then they'll also be working on a blog or doing something on the side on the weekends and at nights to try and get those things off the string, off the ground. And the reason that is so many of us, you know, seen our parents who maybe they're listening to the show, the boomers who got hit in 2008 and lost a job and laid off. So we've become a little adverse to being, you know, so tied to just one employer and one stream of income. So like I said, a blog is a big one. Many people in their boomers, you've got a lot of work experience. So maybe you go teach at a college, at a community college course or something like that. And millennials, we often have the passion necessary and the energy, obviously, because we're quite a bit younger. But as a boomer, you guys have a lot more life experience and know how to monetize that, too.
What about, you know, we talk about kind of that empty nest type syndrome. There can be some opportunities there, whether it's at the home or you've got maybe a lake house or something that you're not using. I know there's some really cool apps that kind of make that fairly easy to monetize.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point, Sean. There's so many different things out there. You know, a lot of people have used Airbnb or VRBO, vacation rental by owners, when they go on vacation and rent a place out. Well, like you said, if you have a nice lake house somewhere, that could be an option to rent that out for a week when you're not using it or something like that. There are a really neat site that if you're looking for a more long-term situation to try something like, it's called silvernest.com, which is geared towards seniors. And that would be a site for seniors looking to share space. So maybe they've got a 2 or 3 bedroom condo in Florida, and they might as well rent out a room because it's just them down there. So again, it's going to get you out of your comfort zone and having a roommate and things like that, but it could be really, really beneficial because then you're adding in that social aspect, as well as, you know, it's obviously a lot cheaper to rent out a room versus a big mortgage on something like that.
We were talking earlier about, you know, saving and kind of squirreling some extra money. We talked a little bit about the catch-up contribution. There's other ways also for people to invest as well using technology, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite websites is Acorns, and it's actually a micro-investing app. So what you do with this app is you actually connect this to your credit card or debit card, and any time you swipe your debit card, even if it's at the grocery store or the gas station, it's going to round up your purchase. So let's say you spend, you know, $50.23. It's going to take that extra 77 cents and put it in an investment account for you, and it's automatically linked. So when you think about that, if you use your debit card, you know, 4 times a day, and at each time it puts a quarter into this account, that's $1 a day, which doesn't sound like much, but how many people use their debit card more than 4 times? And it really adds up, and it's something that you would hardly even notice. So,
and that's Acorns?
Acorns, yep. It's very, very popular.
Jotting that down.
Yep. Sean saying ways to squirrel away your income. Did you get that? The acorn thing? I like that.
Yeah.
Yes. Another one, and what's interesting too is one of the things you guys point out is tracking your money using technology. And one of these, actually, my wife heard us talk about maybe a year ago, Mint, and she's got on board with this, and it's really, really cool. Tell us a little bit about some of these other options for kind of tracking where your money's going.
Yeah, absolutely. Mint is one of my personal favorite ones. That's one that I actually use myself as well. It's kind of the new age version of that old spreadsheet that you put together, or, you know, checking everything in your checkbook as far as that kind of stuff goes. It basically, you link all of your credit cards, debit cards, checking accounts. You can link your payments, all your bills that you have to put in there. It basically puts it on one spreadsheet, and then it tracks it every single month. So I can go back a couple of years and see how much money I was spending in certain categories. It'll break it down to like food and housing and entertainment and all those kinds of things. So it's really, really interesting. There are a few other ones, Countabout. And then there's also one, YNAB, for You Need a Budget. This one is really, really popular as well. So those are all good things to use technology just to kind of keep track of where everything's going.
And I would assume that information is also helpful as you start planning for retirement. And Malia, as you pointed out earlier, people don't really change their spending habits when we get into retirement. Having some records and saying, oh, here is, you know, so we don't always realize that, oh, I'm a foodie. Turns out I like spending a lot. Going out, and you look at it, it's black and white right there. Say, yeah, actually, I do spend a lot going out. So I would assume that helps kind of put that budget together as well and plan for retirement for the future also.
Absolutely, and I think you point out a good point. Some people say to me, I don't have any vices. I'm like, okay, so what do you spend all your money on? Because I'm not seeing it in investments. And they're like, well, I like to go out a lot. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, I like to do this. So I think Kyle's point to all of these fun technology things that we can use is, hey, this is a way to be more accountable for yourself. It's a way to have a little more fun because those spreadsheets are only so fun after a while. And it will really give you the insight, like, I probably could back off on one meal a week or something like that out. And how much difference could that be making if I'm sinking it into my 401k or my IRA? So I think really great ideas for people to take a hold of.
Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kites joining us this morning from Klaas Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information so far today on the show. Also some great information on previous programs. Don't forget when you get to klaasfinancial.com or WIBA.com, you can listen to this show and previous shows podcasts. Don't forget the telephone number at Klaas Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. It's not going to cost you anything for that initial get-to-know-you kick of the tires appointment. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. As we're going over that roadmap, talk about debt as you're turning 50, what effect that has and where you want to be. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card to Crate and Barrel. We'll explain that, how you can win it, coming up the next segment. Right now, joined by Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite, and we are looking over the roadmap as you're planning for retirement. A lot of us, we hit that age 50, and I feel like in the past we've talked about kind of the day after that 50th birthday. A lot of people come running into your guys' office at Klaus Financial for the first time going, I've got to figure this stuff out. And as you pointed out earlier, Malia, it is never too early to start planning. No, it is never too early to start saving and having that roadmap put in place. Let's talk about with the roadmap, we talk a lot about investing. We talk a lot about saving and putting that money away. What about debt? And as we're getting into our 50s, what does the roadmap kind of tell us when it comes to looking at debt?
Well, and hopefully what you've been hearing us say is we want you to save more and spend less. That's kind of the key to this program this morning. Save more, spend less. And when it comes to debt, the true goal for people looking towards getting to being where they need to be once they get to retirement is to be having that debt almost completely eliminated. It's not to say that it's not going to be okay for you to go into retirement with some sort of mortgage. We're not saying that that's an absolute, but trust me, it's preferable. And we understand this is a hard thing. I mean, those of us raising kids in college and trying to update our homes and people say, yeah, but do you understand? And I'm like, yeah, I get that. I have four kids. I know it's a tough thing to plan for retirement at the same time. But we really just need to keep things in check. And so while you're updating your home, while you're taking that vacation and so forth, I want people to recognize the amount of debt that people carry. And I'd like all of our listeners to be, you know, the people who don't carry this debt. So there's a fact out there that 38.1% of all households carry some sort of credit card debt. And the average American household debt in May of 2016 was $5,700. But for those who carry balances regularly, it was over $16,000. So I know what people tell me, well, I have it on 0% with my credit card. And, you know, we know that most credit card companies exist because of profits, right? So what happens after that cursory 6 months of the 0% is it quickly turns into double digits, and the majority of people don't get it paid off in time. So that can really sink you, and we really don't want to see people doing that. You know, I think your parents and grandparents probably taught you that, you know, wait till we can afford to buy something before we buy something. And that really does pay off as we're getting closer to retirement. So again, save more, spend less, and get rid of your debt as soon as possible.
Great information as always. Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. It's not going to cost you anything either for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. We'll continue our conversation with Kyle and Malia. We'll talk about mortgage, and we'll also talk about the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Don't forget the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in just a moment, we'll have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll tell you all about it in just a second. Been going over that roadmap as we're planning for retirement. And in last segment, the mortgage question and kind of came up. Let's talk about paying that off. I know there's, you know, when it comes to the interest environment we're in now, it's a, you know, great time to be buying a house. What about having that mortgage as you're getting into retirement? Is it a good idea to kind of get that out of the way, get that house paid off?
Yeah, it's a good idea, Sean. It can be good and it can be bad. It depends on how we're going to pay this off. And mortgage debt isn't necessarily the worst debt you can have. As Malia was talking about before, the credit card debt is really the easiest one. If someone comes into us and they still have a bunch of credit card debt and a mortgage, we're absolutely going to go after the credit card debt first, more than likely, because that's going to be a lot higher interest. And you're always going to need a place to live. So if you don't have a mortgage and you don't have a home, well, then you're going to be paying rent. So that's just one of those things. So if we can get rid of the mortgage and have no debt going into retirement, that's huge because it gives you some flexibility. And for a lot of people, a mortgage is their biggest monthly bill. So it's a cash flow thing, right? So if your mortgage is $1,000 a month, let's say, if we can get that paid off before retirement to where we have that extra $1,000 a month to go and do things or just reduce everything else around it so that that's it, that'd be great. And anytime you're getting rid of an anti-asset or a liability is a good thing. It's like making an investment, right? Because even if your mortgage is at 3% a year, yeah, that's not a bad interest rate, but it's still costing you 3% a year. So it's basically guaranteeing yourself that you're losing 3% a year if we don't do anything about that. And again, that's at a really good interest rate. Now, if you compare that to a credit card at 14% or something like that, well, we'd much rather have the 3% than the 14. So, and also your house, you're usually not going to lose a whole lot of money on it. After this 08 correction, obviously everything kind of leveled itself out and it's starting to actually grow again. So usually if you pay your mortgage off, that's just an asset that you own that may grow a little bit, but it's realistically probably not going to lose a whole lot either. So it's just another nice piece to have.
Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. All one word, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Crate and Barrel. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. If you are 50 years old, how much can you put away into a traditional IRA in 2017? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that's the number also for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. Again, the number 442-5637 and online klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Malia, Kyle, you guys have a fantastic week.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks. Take care. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investicorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.